I don't know if you have recently lived in an apartment complex, but as a rite of passage, when I moved to Dallas, I lived in The Village, which is an apartment community over by SMU. And when I was moving in and getting settled here in the city, I was meeting with the apartment people to go through the list of different charges that would occur every month. And we were going through the list, and there were some things that I expected. Obviously, rent was something they expected from me. And then there is a monthly trash fee that everyone would expect. But then there was another monthly fee called valet trash. And I stopped, and I looked at the woman behind the desk, and I said, "I'm sorry, I don't mean to trouble you, but what on earth is valet trash?" And she went on to explain to me that valet trash is a service where you're given a very special trash can. And this trash can sits outside of your front door. And on the evenings of Sunday through Thursday, whatever trash you put in this trash can, fairies come and magically take the trash away from you and put it in the dumpster so that you don't have to. And I looked at her like, well, I'm an adult, clearly, because I'm currently getting an apartment. So, and I've taken trash out once or twice before. So I looked at her and I said, I won't be needing this service. And she said, well, it's a non-optional fee. If you know me, you know that I grew to love valet trash. It took one rainy evening that I did not have to take my trash out to a dumpster for me to think, Lord, you were doing good work when you made that valet trash. And the thing about valet trash that is frustrating is that there's a gap in its service. Fridays and Saturday evenings, you're expected to take out your own garbage, which I clearly wasn't doing anymore because I had bourgeoisie trash services. So I would then make Thursday a really heavy trash day. It became my clean out your refrigerator day. Anything really gross that you needed to dispose of before Sunday, that was what Thursday was for. And so one day I cleaned out my refrigerator and I threw everything away and I neatly put it in my trash can and went to bed. And I woke up on Friday morning and I walked outside and my trash was still there. Now, a rational person, unlike myself, would have taken the trash out. But my first thought as I paced in my apartment was, who is the appropriate person to hear my complaint? Because this was not a trash issue, this was a justice issue. Because it was an involuntary fee that I had paid, and those services were not completed. And as I paced around my apartment, I looked out from my balcony and realized I could literally see the dumpster. It was that close to my apartment. And in that moment, I realized that I had forgotten my own frustration only months before with the service, and had quickly become full of laziness. I had forgotten my ability and my agency to do simple things like take out my own trash. I was, in a sense, mindless. I was distracted by myself, and I had distanced myself so very much from the waste I create that I expected someone else to deal with it. In today's gospel, the disciples walk 7 miles from Jerusalem to Emmaus. They are talking about the events that have recently transpired, the events we followed closely during Holy Week and on Easter Day. Then Jesus joins them, but their eyes were kept from recognizing him. And as I studied the gospel this week, I kept wondering, by what? What kept them from recognizing the man they had followed for years? And I wonder if they, like me, were kept from noticing Jesus because of distraction. I imagine them walking in a trance, with their heads down, not looking up to see the world around them. I imagine they overlooked the presence of God, but not intentionally. Their minds were so full, full of grief, exhaustion, pain, maybe fear. Maybe they were unable to be mindful of the Christ in front of them because their eyes, hearts, and souls were still set on his crucified body. Because they were so set on his crucified body, they couldn't recognize his resurrected body. Even when Jesus opened up the scriptures and the prophecies for them, the resurrection still seemed to them an idle tale. But then as they came near the village called Emmaus, they stopped. I imagine they finally looked up just to see if they'd made it to the right village. But in looking up, they see that it is almost evening and no man should have to walk through the night. So they invited Jesus to stay with them. And over a dinner table, Jesus took their bread, blessed it, broke it, and gave it to them. Then their eyes were opened, and they recognized him for who he is, the resurrected Christ. And he vanished. There is a palpable sense of regret when he vanishes. They begin to talk about how they, only in his disappearance, remember that their hearts burned within them in his presence. You can tell how much they regret missing the man who stood in front of them. Today, for our celebration of Earth Day, we would be wise to notice how Christ is made known to his closest friends. He is made known to them in creation. He shows them the truth of the resurrection in bread, grains gathered from the earth. But he is also made known to them when they look up, when they pay attention. And Christ is made known to us in the fruits of that same harvest of this earth. And if Christ is made known to us in the earth, we have to have within us a desire to love it and to care for it. In loving the earth, we plant the seeds for experiences of Christ being made known to us. Experiences that I know I don't want to miss or regret seeing. Being stewards of creation begins through being mindful. That's what today at Transfiguration is actually all about. Earth Day is about breaking the trance that I live in, the trance of taking for granted the waste I create, the lights I leave on, and my little habits that have big consequences. And it isn't about breaking the trance so that I can check the earth care box off my virtue list. I know for a fact that the two reasons I need to listen to the truth of today are that I am prone to be lazy, see valet trash, and to not be mindful. And the problem with this isn't just that I hurt the earth, though that is at the forefront of my mind today. The problem with this is that I do not live into the truth of what I actually believe. When I choose laziness over conservation, I betray my creedal belief that God's creation matters and that I have been asked by God to care for this world that God has graciously allowed me to inhabit. I know what this means for me. It means being content without luxuries like valet trash that distance me from mindfulness about how I create waste. But that's the lowest hanging fruit of the calling of our Earth Day celebration. More importantly, today calls me into prayerfully discerning what ways I want to actively wake myself up from my trance, to face my own belief that the earth needs my care. It means holding in my own hands the trash I create without hoping someone else will shoulder the weight of it. It's about breaking the trance so that when Christ is made known to me in the earth, in creation, in thoughtful action, I don't miss it and I don't have to regret it. In Easter, we celebrate all season resurrection. And we can be agents of resurrection for our community and also for our earth. You'll notice that in today's gospel, Jesus waits to be invited before he is made known to the disciples in the bread of the earth. I hope today is how we've invited Christ to resurrect us and also the earth given to our care. Amen.